Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time now for episode 211 of the Phil Henry Classic Podcast for our Backstage Pass members. This one is hysterical. When I'm producing these, I'll leave the room. I'll go and do some other post-show work that that we do after a regular show is done. But this one I sat and listened to because I had some work to do in the studio, so I'm sort of here inadvertently. But I stopped doing what I was doing to listen because it was just flat funny. It's Robert Greene at his best, at his most arrogant, at his most irritated, at his most impatient. And in this particular episode, Mr. Greene, who already has got a bit of a hard-on for the Europeans because they didn't support us during the Iraq War, now he's upset with any employee at Fraser Foods bringing in what he calls a European-style hot lunch. In America, we eat cold lunches. We eat sandwiches. We eat salads. In Europe, because they're sickly and sissies, they eat hot lunches. And so begins Bob Greene's campaign against hot lunches. And oh yeah, diabetes is bullshit too. That's right. Let's listen as it's Robert Greene with the hot lunch caper here, episode 211 of the Classic Podcast.
Workplace theft and workplace conditions is the theme of this hour in the Phil Henry Show. Robert Greene joins us, who has had a confrontation and a possible civil suit filed against him by one of his employees. Mr. Greene is the CEO of Fraser Foods. He's also the manager of their Buena Park store, which is essentially a grocery store. Is that right, Mr. Greene?
That is correct. We are a grocery and high-level, high-chain store. We deal in household goods as well as food, groceries, dry goods, etc.
Now, sir, you have a problem with one of your employees, and that has to do with the workroom, the lunchroom, and her preparation of food?
Let me back up, if I could.
Well, is that the problem? This lady, whose name is not to be released by her attorney, but she allegedly claims that you allegedly took some food that she was preparing in a microwave in the lunchroom at your grocery store for your employees, and you threw it in a sink. You don't deny that, do you?
No, I've never denied that. I've never denied that. What my attorney has been arguing, that we have the right to take that food out of that microwave and throw it into the sink, because it is a violation of the lunchroom rules that we have for our employees, and that is that only cold lunches are eaten. I've said this. This will be the sixth time I've said this to the media that has called me.
Well, you'll forgive me. I'm the first, you know, person.
No, I understand. It's just we do not allow hot lunch, what I call a European-style lunch.
All right, this woman was preparing a hot lunch in a microwave. Why do you have a microwave then?
We have a microwave, as I have said to other news media, we have a microwave in our lunchroom for employees who want to heat up coffee, heat up tea, make hot chocolate, or for a break in the afternoon, make popcorn. Not to eat a hot lunch, which we call a European-style lunch.
Can I interrupt here and ask you?
Well, I want to finish by saying that I've been made out to be the villain here, and I speak for literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of employers. The highway robbery that's going on today is uncalled for, since today's worker's never been treated better, but they still put a gun to your ribs, and they still treat you as if they're rolling you, and you're nothing more than a cheap John. We have a lunchroom where people bring sandwiches only. And they can bring a soft drink, and they can bring a salad from home, and whatever they can sit and eat, and then they get up and they go back to their job. We don't let people bring in spaghetti in Tupperware. We don't let people, and this was the...
Well, a lot of... This is where I've got to jump in and ask my question.
Certainly.
A lot of people bring to work lunch in... are you at work right now?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm having a late lunch with some friends of mine, and your producer called me here.
All right. You do not allow what you call European-style lunches. That's a hot lunch?
That's a lunch that's hot. That's like stroganoff, that's spaghetti, that is chili, that is lasagna, that's European-style. That's not what we do in America. I'm personally tired of having employees come in with a little Tupperware cup full of some stew that maybe they made at home. Good for you. I'm glad you made stew. You don't bring it into my store, and you don't bring it into my lunchroom.
I think the question is why?
Why what?
Why won't you let them heat up their lunch? Why do they have to eat?
Because, first of all, the hot lunch is something that is from Europe, Mr. Henry. It's not an American tradition. It is not colloquial American. Americans eat cold lunches. We eat sandwiches. We eat salads. We may have a hamburger. We may have a hot dog. But it's something that's very quickly prepared, and it's cold. And you don't need a kitchen and a microwave to do it. I don't think I have to remind you or your listeners what the Europeans did to us during the Iraq War, the fact that they basically sold us out, the fact that they let us twist in the breeze while they stood by to see what was going to happen in Iraq. We have millions of reasons why we don't like the idea of Americans eating European-style lunches. On top of that, it takes away time to prepare the lunch. You have to heat it up. You take the cover off the Tupperware. You mix it around. You heat it again.
All right, okay, I get the idea. It's taking away time from...
Well, I'd like to finish if I could.
All right, let me give our phone number, okay?
Certainly, but I would like to finish because this is not a peccadillo of mine. This is not some idiosyncrasy. This is something that has worn on my nerves and grated on my ability to be a good employer, as well as many others.
All right, Robert Green is with us, the CEO of Fraser Foods. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green believes that people heating up their lunch in Tupperware containers in a microwave in the lunchroom is, you don't think it's wrong?
Well, I think it's wrong from a standpoint that it takes time away from other jobs. I think it's wrong because it's not what we do in this country. I think it's wrong because it's the food they bring in smells horrible, and that is no joke. And a hot European lunch will explode all over the walls of the microwave. They leave a filthy microwave.
Well, all right, I understand that. So you have been sued. There was a job action?
No, this went before the California Labor Board, sir. This is not a lawsuit.
All right, it went before the California Labor Board, and you have been told that you basically threw away the prepared lunch of a diabetic woman.
Okay, I'd like to back up on that.
All right, hold on for a minute. You were accused. Did you not throw this woman's lunch away?
Yes, I did.
All right. Now, the woman was diabetic. She is an employee.
She's one of our checkers. I don't want to give her name because it's still being reviewed by the California Labor Board. She's one of our checkers. She's not all that great. She's often late to the job.
Is she truly late to the job?
Well, she's not the greatest checker in the world. And
is she diabetic?
Could I just say...
But do you know her to be diabetic?
That's what some doctor she hired claims. But let me tell you about the diabetes scam. Employers are being... employers have got a gun held to their head by the diabetics of America because they claim I got to stop down and give myself a shot. I'm the father of three children. I see somebody stick a needle in themselves, and Mr... You know,
are you aware that diabetics have to give themselves shots of insulin?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, then what do you mean? You're making a drug reference, aren't you?
No, what I'm saying is a lot of people use that as an excuse to take a 5-10 minute break, and they got a needle, and I don't know what's in it. They say they're diabetic. I don't know what's in it. And so they want to get hopped up on my time. And
do you suspect that this woman is getting hopped up on drugs rather than shooting herself with insulin?
I don't know, but I will tell you this whole diabetes thing, there's far fewer diabetics than they claim, and they always say they need a special meal, and I got sick of it, and I saw her cooking this thing up in my microwave, I bought it at Circuit City, and I said only hot chocolate and coffee, and there it is.
So you walked over to the microwave, according to this, her complaint.
Yeah.
You opened the door, you took her food out, you threw it in the sink, and then this girl had to go and eat some kind of a meal that was not safe, and she almost went into diabetic shock, or what is called insulin shock.
That's what the doctor claims, and you know what? They're going to have to prove that. And my lawyer, when they get them on the stand, will make them sweat buckets, because I want to make sure whether this is true or not.
You don't think she's diabetic?
No, sir, I do not.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Robert Green, who does not allow his employees to eat a hot lunch in the lunchroom. He doesn't like them bringing in Tupperware containers filled with lasagna. He doesn't want them using it at all. He calls it a European-style lunch. He says that it often smells up the workplace. and that in point of fact, it's a way for people to just be lazy and waste time. Let's go over to Jesse here. Jesse, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot.
This is one question I want to ask. Do you work in a place where they have one of these things? Jesse, I'm talking to you.
I work at a restaurant. We have microwaves, we have hot food. I'm a manager there, okay? I let my people eat whatever they want as long as they come back to work on time and they do a good job for me. Good employees deserve a good hot meal if that's what they want.
What shift are we talking about?
Excuse me?
What shift are we talking about?
We're talking about it could be 4 o'clock in the morning when my first person comes
in. Well,
and
you know what? I'm talking about lunch. I'm talking about people that work during the day. And lunch is not a hot meal.
No, lunch is not hot. Lunch is whatever you want to eat as long as you can get back on time and you do a good job.
And that's my point. These people dawdle over the microwave. They stir it up. They taste it. It's not good enough.
Then you
back
have
in.
A time issue. You don't have a food issue.
No, it's all about the... No, I cut right to the heart of the matter. It's the microwave. They're fooling around with the microwave.
Why do you have it there in the first place?
I said, and I guess the lady wasn't...
Many people are not listening all the way through.
I said it's because they can heat up their coffee, their hot chocolate if they want, or tea. That's it. No more.
All right. Right, Jesse. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is with us.
Look, lunch is a sandwich. It's a wrap.
You're calling it lunch in America is supposed to be cold.
Yeah, you don't bring in your Tupperware with some chili... that your mother-in-law made. Lunch is a slab of bologna on a one-week bread. I'll tell you what I have. I have a wonderful Washington State apple and a power bar. Because I found out, Phil, and thank God I did 6 months ago, I've got high cholesterol. And so what I eat is the power bar and the apple. And then these employees come in with this lasagna that smells like
Well, this is a diet issue with you, then.
No, it is not. It's a time issue, but they also bring the lasagna in to tempt me to get off my diet. There's a lot of stuff going on here, and that's what I want. That's why I want to get in front of a judge.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, he is the CEO of Fraser Foods. They have a lunchroom. I'm sure many of you have lunchrooms, and many of you have a microwave in your lunchroom, and you bring in food sometimes to heat up in there. Mr. Green contends, and his lawyer contends, American lunches are cold lunches, not hot lunches. The Europeans turned their back on us during the Iraq War. That's one reason. Number two is people use this to dawdle. Number three, it stinks. And number four, it's tempting to him because he's on a diet. Now, he is accused of having taken a woman who is diabetic, taken her lunch, and thrown it down the sink when she was heating it up. Now, diabetics need a specific kind of food. That needs to be said. It has to be low in sugar, etc. So to do that could be potentially very, very harmful. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with Mr. Robert Green on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have Robert Green, who is the CEO of Fraser Food. He's an employer who is in a battle right now with an employee for having thrown out her hot prepared lunch. You don't want anybody making hot lunches in the microwave in the lunchroom. You've said it's because, one of the things you said is because you think that it is a European-style lunch. And I don't quite get that. What's wrong with that?
What we feel is wrong with it, Mr. Henry, is that a hot lunch bespeaks a level of weakness. If you have to have a hot lunch, you want to ask, what's your problem? Because you get a hot dinner, you have a hot breakfast, and the hot lunch is a reminder of these sickly kids and the way have to have their hot soup. We're Americans. We eat sandwiches. We get on with it. And this hot lunch thing, the other problem, though, Phil, that I mentioned to the producer and that I mentioned to other media, when people bring lunch to work in the microwave, they're all looking at each other's lunch. Oh, what do you have? Oh, you have lasagna. Oh, look at you. You have you know, you've got baked beans or some. And I stand at the door, and I've got a line at a checkout stand while I got two checkers standing there looking at each other's stew. And I can tell you it has caused at least two episodes of heart palpitation for me. And I was also put on two forms of beta blockers because I walked into a lunchroom one day, and there was a guy, a man, 6'5", and one of my stock guys, microwaving a beef stroganoff like he was some kind of a weakling and a sissy. So,
all right, so you think hot lunch is sissy?
I wouldn't.
Isn't that a juvenile term?
I wouldn't call it sissy. It's just hot lunch is for weak people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brianne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Wanted to make a comment that people with diabetes are not putting on a hoax. Diabetes is becoming a national epidemic. I am a diabetic right now, and the fact that I do have to put insulin in, sometimes it took a long time for me to get the courage to even do the shots myself. And for him to say that he thinks it's a hoax, it's not.
Well, it's ridiculous.
That's
with the needle. You have to understand that as an employer, a red flag goes up when one of my employees takes a break to go to the bathroom and shoot up.
Okay, it's not shooting up. It's injecting insulin. It's something your body needs or it can't function and you will die.
But you understand what I'm saying. When an employee goes into the bathroom and goes into a stall...
The fact that an employer is that naive to not realize that someone has to take insulin...
Well, that's a great point, Brianne. An employer should know health and human resources should understand.
Mr. Hendry, I pay my insurance and my employees are well taken care of. But don't you think, and I'd ask this young lady, that this is a perfect cover for some guy that wants to get hopped up?
No, not at all, because, I'm sorry, for where I have to inject my needle, can tell someone who is a needle user they have track marks on their body. My injections go into my thighs, they go into my stomach. You will be able to see someone who is a needle user. I'm sorry,
I'm also
an overweight person who has to take insulin. Have you ever seen someone who's been hopped up on drugs?
Okay, here we go. That's your excuse for heating up 2 pounds of stroganoff. Is that it? Because you're diabetic? See,
sir, did you hear, Mr. Green, with all due respect, the lady is diabetic, and that can cause some form of obesity.
She's overweight, which, and she says she's diabetic to cover up for the fact that she's bringing in pot-roasted mashed potatoes and everything into work.
Okay. Sir, also, who do you think the country was founded by? That's right, Europeans.
What, fat people?
Who eat hot lunch. And you know what? What do you think your forefathers ate? They ate hot lunch. They didn't always have sandwiches and bread.
Ma'am, I don't know that that's true. I think our forefathers, hot lunch, they shot a beaver down by a creek and ate it raw. That's what they did.
No, they didn't.
Well, ma'am,
I don't know that we can argue whether our forefathers ate a hot lunch. Excuse me, but you're saying that hot lunch is European.
It is decidedly European. I was in the army in Germany, and every day it was this sauerbraten this and something else. It was always hot. I'd say, where can a man go and get a decent bologna sandwich? And I just want to get on with my life, and I don't want to sit down with you and look at your steaming bowl of potatoes. So,
Mr. Green, is there any point in arguing this diabetic? I've got a lady on the line here who's diabetic. You think that...
I don't doubt that this lady's diabetic.
All right. But you're saying that she's using her obesity as an excuse that she could eat mashed potatoes.
Not this lady. I think some people claim that. That's all. And forgive me, Brianna.
So what about your skinny employees who feel the need that, they're hungry and they want to eat a nice, good meal for lunch?
What do you mean?
A sandwich is not always healthy.
What do you mean our forefathers ate hot lunch? I don't understand. Our forefathers did not bring some slop in a plastic bowl that smells like cooked pet.
No, they took at least a half hour every day out of their lives to stop and eat.
Yes, ma'am.
Go back to their homes where their wives cook them a meal.
Sandwiches.
Sit down.
Sandwiches and salad. Sandwiches and salad.
Well, we don't know that.
They didn't have lettuce back then.
The chicken Kiev.
They didn't use lettuce.
Chicken Kiev and corn on the cob is for dinner. It's not for my workplace.
All right, Brianne, I think you made a very good point, and thank you for bringing up the diabetic angle,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1-800-449.
Mr. Henry, my point is eat, yes. Shoot up horse. Use this as an excuse to be somebody's smack mule in my grocery store? No, sir. No, sir.
Mr. Green, you're using terms like smack mule and horse. Diabetics. Smack mule is somebody that's ferrying drugs in.
I know what it means. And I can tell you, Mr. Henry, in response to...
Are you suspecting your employees of bringing drugs in for other people?
I will tell you this. The young lady said she's diabetic and she shoots between her toes. I got a brother-in-law who is now on his fifth methadone program. That's what this clown used to do. Between the toes, you know, in the back of the hand, all the tricks. So I need to know as an employer, if you're a diabetic, then you better prove it some way other than going into the bathroom and needling up and strapping up and needling up on my time.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show will be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hot lunches. Are they American, and should you be allowed to bring some Tupperware food in from your home and heat it up in a microwave at work? They have microwaves at work, and many places allow people to have a hot lunch, a lunch that they brought from home. Mr. Robert Green is with Fraser Foods. They do not allow it at Fraser Foods. A young lady, a diabetic, came in with some food that she was attempting to heat up. Diabetics have a very specific diet. He took it out of the microwave and threw it in the sink, and I am also led to believe that you do surprise visits on the lunchroom. Is that correct?
I do surprise visits on the lunchroom, Mr. Henry, when I suspect people are violating the policy of bringing in one of these European-style hot lunches using the microwave when I said that they couldn't. All right, and what I do is I will emphasize the rule. I will take the food out of the microwave. I will.
You take it right out?
Yes, I will. We have our lunchroom is three floors above the parking lot, and that is the public parking lot. I would tell you something right now. If you insist on breaking the rule, I take food and I throw it out that window right onto the parking lot where customers are coming in. So they see food splattered everywhere, and I say to the employee, that's you that's being humiliated right now.
I got to tell you something, Mr. Green. If I'm shopping at your store and I walk to the front door and I see food flying out of a fifth floor window...
Well, you know, you find it amusing.
I don't mean to laugh.
You find it amusing, but the wasted time on somebody standing over their beef stroganoff or their cup of noodles that they brought from home, you know, to my way of thinking, now that is...
I heard a bell or something.
That's a microwave bell. That's a microwave. When I hear that, I know someone is trying to stick a gun in my ribs and rob me. Okay, I'm going to find out.
Well, you're in a restaurant right now.
That's correct. It probably came from the kitchen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Do you pay your employers while they're eating lunch, or is that their... are they not paid?
My employees?
Yes.
Well, they're allowed a lunch break.
Okay. Do you pay them for that lunch break?
Well, why would I want to pay them for sitting there and shoveling food? I don't understand.
Then if you're not paying them, they should be able to eat whatever they want to eat during that lunch break if you're not paying them.
But it's my lunchroom.
Then are they allowed to leave the area?
No, they're not.
They're not getting paid. They should be able to.
Well, they've got to be ready to get on the cash register, especially during the summertime when we do have the big crowds. We have to open up registers all the time. I don't allow them to leave the premises at all.
If they're not getting paid,
Wait, I want to understand something. If I'm an employee, I take my apron off. And
you go directly to the lunchroom. See, that's a microwave bell, and I would ask that not... I don't know who's doing that. Yeah, ha-ha, but it makes me angry.
Well, if you're not paying them during their time off, then they should be able to do whatever. That's my point.
Well, ma'am, first of all, they got to get to the register, so where am I going to find them? I got to go across the street to Burger King and get them out of there?
They're out of there... For half an hour or an hour, they should be able to be wherever they want to be.
How long is the lunch break?
It depends.
Well, what do you mean it depends? If I work for you, do I get an hour?
You could get an hour on some days. It depends on what I decided. People will come in and say, today you get 5 minutes for lunch. It's very busy. Tomorrow you don't get any lunch. Today, you know, 2 hours. But the one thing you'll never do is bring a Tupperware with some slop that you think is smelling good. And I can smell it all the way down to the front of the store.
Well, I think your power bars and apples taste like not very good either.
Ma'am, I'm not making you eat them, and you can't smell them.
Okay, well, they're not making you eat their food, and they should be able to walk off premise and eat whatever they want to eat.
They're making me smell whatever that goat stew is they're eating or whatever. I got a lot of, and I say this with the kindest of respect, I've got a lot of Middle Eastern employees because we're in a highly Arab neighborhood where I work.
You sound prejudiced to me is what you sound.
No, ma'am, I am not. But why do they get to bring in this Arab stuff that they eat?
Why do you get to bring in an apple and a power bar?
Because I'm an American, and that's what Americans eat.
Well, wait a minute.
This lady just made a good point. Who cares if they bring in their Arab food?
Because the Arabs, and the God bless them, they're hardworking people, but they eat food. When you smell it, you want to die. You want to commit some kind of a suicide. Now, I'm not kidding you. And it's goat, and it's every kind of animal that they find. I won't have it.
It does sound prejudiced to me. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Well, sir, I don't appreciate the accusation.
Well, you're saying you don't like the Arab employees bringing the stuff in. 1-800-449-8686. Denise, go ahead.
My point is also, as Lisa's half an hour break, you have no right to tell them what they may eat, drink, or otherwise. Coffee's European. Tea is European. Then if you don't want people using your microwave, get rid of your microwave.
The fact is, the microwave is there, and my rules are the rules. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, well, the lady is diabetic.
Tons of unemployment for your attitude when people quit on you, and you're going to lose your
You can't collect unemployment when you quit. So next question.
Well, if they have good reason to, and you're a raving lunatic. I don't know who would work for you.
No good reason for quitting.
I don't know who would work for you.
Why? I pay very well. We have one of the highest grocery store sales ever.
And I worked for 15 years in a multi-million-dollar fast food business where we sat down and ate only when we had to, but we were allowed to eat whatever we wanted to.
Well, only when you could, though. See, they wouldn't just
give
you an hour-long deal, right?
And we could eat whatever we wanted to.
Well, where would you work for, if you don't mind me asking?
I worked for a very well-known food chain in Buffalo, New York for 15 years, and I was a manager.
Well, what was the name of it?
I'd rather not say.
She doesn't want to say because I think I know, and their food was horrible. And I could no
whatever.
Wonder you. Well, why didn't you eat there then? Why'd you step out and eat your
food? I worked there for 15 years. I was also a manager for 15 years.
Why didn't
years.
You eat there? Look, we've got a wonderful deli. We got a special on beef tongue. Why don't they eat down there, my employees? No, they don't want to.
And your power bars, I mean, bologna's full of high fat. Power bars?
That's a solid American lunch. That's a solid American lunch.
Well, you're prejudiced.
Why am I prejudiced?
And you're going to lose in court. You're going to be pounded dry.
What do you eat for lunch? Let me
guess. Whatever I want to eat for lunch.
Mashed potatoes and big, thick Polish sausage.
I just might.
Yeah, you know what? You're prejudiced. You work for me, I'll take that and I'll throw it across the street.
I would never work for you. And you know what? You'd be wearing it if you took it away and you threw it.
You'd be wearing it, buddy. You're going to attack me,
because you're attacking people.
You got a thing for Italian sausage, and so you're going to hit me with it.
Yeah, you bet I do.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. I'll bet you think about it all day long.
And you'd be wearing it, and I'm surprised you even have three kids. Your wife probably couldn't. She probably had to lay there and stay still while conceiving.
Get a load of you.
Get a load of you.
Yeah, and how can any man? How did your husband stand making love to you? How did he put a nose?
I bet you put a clothes peg on his nose.
Yeah, double rubbers his.
Okay.
Three times a night. Are you awake for it? Probably not. You know something? I don't like women laughing at me. That's another thing. I've got checkers that are females, and they laugh at me, and I get angry about it.
Oh, gee. God forbid you should get angry. God forbid you should get angry. You'd be wearing that food if you put it in the sink.
Tell you what.
You'd be wearing it.
I tell you what, if your husband ever can get into the same bed with you after you eat your mashed potatoes and beef stroganoff for lunch, you give me a call. God.
Yep, and I'll be lifting it off, too.
All right, thanks. 1-800-449.
That's an example, though, Mr. Henry, of employees who laugh at an employer. They laugh at me. Now, if they bring that slop into my business again, I take it.
Well, the lady said you'd be. She said you'd be wearing it.
Oh yeah. Well, then she's fired.
Well, you fire her, then you do have to pay unemployment.
No, I do not, because I had good cause to fire her, because she assaulted me by throwing it, and she's going to throw that in my face. And what if I get infected by the crap she eats?
Well, I don't know, sir, but I do know that you came across rather prejudiced with that Arab food.
Mr. Henry, the Arab people are wonderful, wonderful people. Other than the ones. And I think you know who I'm referring to. The only problem I have with them is this stuff they bring in Tupperware for lunch, It smells like they caught something out of a camel's ass.
All right, I'd ask you to watch your language on my show, sir. I have tried to treat you with respect.
I'm sorry. Forgive me, Mr. Andrew, but I'm a little bit angry. This hophead is suing me.
She's not a hophead. She's a diabetic. Just because she uses a needle doesn't mean she's... Here is Shirley. Go ahead, Shirley. Shirley?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
All right. Excuse me, but you know, you have this problem with people in microwaves.
No, I do not, ma'am.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't
do
have any problem.
How do you eat your food? Do you eat all bologna sandwiches and salads 24/7?
I eat hot food at dinner and lunch and breakfast, and I eat a cold lunch, which is the way Americans do it.
Who's American? Who's American?
Well, tell you what, my family...
I'm American. My family's been here for 189 years.
Well, it's not as long as
we
my
all
family.
Ate eight bologna sandwiches.
You eat bologna sandwiches, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's American.
We ain't ate them. We don't eat them.
You ain't
we eat
ate
real
them?
Food, okay?
Oh, wait a second. What do you call
yeah.
real food? You
real
talking
food.
About,
real
like
food.
What?
Something
like
good for you. Not,
not
a damn good piece of meat.
Oh,
two pieces of bread.
So there you go. At lunch, you haul in three grocery bags of slop that I got to cook for you, and then you go to, you waddle down to the checkout stand? No.
Oh, well, why not? You know, I bet when Corford hears this phone call, you may not have a job tomorrow.
Ma'am, I happen to be one of the...
Oh, you happen to be one of them, huh?
I happen to be a
You happen
CEO
to be one of them. No, that's what you started to say.
Happen
I don't
to be
think
what?
So.
Let me tell you something, ma'am. I got these hopheads who call themselves diabetics coming into my
yeah, well,
place
I have
business.
A daughter-in-law that's a diabetic, and I know you don't play around with
Here
people
we go
that are
again,
like that.
Now. You know something, lady? You know what? I don't believe you.
Oh,
don't
you
believe
don't believe
you?
Me?
No,
how about you meet me somewhere and I'll prove it to you?
Oh, what are you? Oh, what are you gonna do? I'm a
no,
guy.
No, I didn't
you
say what was I gonna do.
Well, oh, you're gonna bring your husband?
No,
is that
I
it?
Don't need
you're
a husband.
Wait a second. Wait a
little guy like
ladies
you,
and
I
gentlemen.
Shirley, you're an American. You're a half breed of some kind. Every American eats.
Oh,
bologna.
I'm a half breed.
Yeah, you're a half.
I'll show you half breed.
Yeah, I bet you
I'll
will.
I'll show you half breed.
Thanks for calling, Miss Whirlpool Appliance.
Oh, you wish, honey.
You know something? I have a an employee that I caught shooting up some of this stuff. And he says, oh, I'm a diabetic. How do I know it's not smack?
Do you have employee applications?
I
Why don't you try looking on them?
What's an employee? What do you mean?
Don't half the applications say, do you have medical problems? Yes, they
might.
Do.
I don't
well, why
look
don't you
at
try
those.
Looking at them?
I don't look at those. Why should I look
oh,
at those?
Oh, you just
because
hire anybody out of the blue, and
right.
if they say they're a diabetic, you don't believe them,
because
right?
you find out if they're diabetic or not. You're not going to be just firing them because they're a hophead.
That is a middle management
yeah.
problem. That's not mine. And if somebody
yeah,
says I need to go
problem.
To the bathroom
remember,
to shoot up.
Remember, you're part up there with corporate.
You know,
remember?
So your daughter's a diabetic. Prove it.
Oh, I can prove it.
How do you prove it?
I can prove it. I can bring her back to your house with her needles. How
oh,
would
yeah.
you like that?
So she can shoot up there at my
That's
house?
That's right. So she can shoot up all her insulin right in front of you. Would you like that?
You know, man.
Would that
you,
make you feel good?
You and your
Would
half-breed...
that make you think twice
you,
about the lady's food you
how
threw
do
away?
I, you and your half-breed husband and your horseshoe...
Oh, you know what? I ain't even married.
A nice
so what the hell
sandwich.
You got to say about that?
Well, I should have known that. You got a kid.
Huh.
You're not married. I should have
huh.
known that. Yeah. She's
huh.
she's got a kid, but she ain't married.
Hold
okay,
on.
Henry, next time you...
Okay,
oh,
whoa. Did we get the 7 second on her? All right, well, the daughter came on and used HS.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Hold on, Mr. Green.
No, you hold on. She called me an MF. She called me a fat HS-eating MF. And then she said, and that was the half-breed daughter.
Why do you call them half-breed? Because they've been in America only 189 years?
My family came over here in 1900 and... Well, all right, so it was 1903, so that's 100 years.
Right, so their family's been here longer.
All right.
All right, I got to take a break.
I just want you to know that if you're diabetic and you come to work for Fraser Foods, prove it.
Put it on the application, and if, Mr. Green, you are beholden to read those applications. People with diabetes have a severe severe physical... a problem, and just because they're using a needle on the job doesn't mean they're shooting horse.